ஐங்கார ஹ்ரீங்கார ரகசியயுத்த ஸ்ரீங்கார கூடார்த்த மகா விபூத்யாஹ ஓங்கார மர்ம பிரதிபாதினீப்யாம் நமோ நம ஸ்ரீ குருபாதகாப்யாம் துர்கே ஸ்மிருதா ஹரசி பீதிமசேஷ ஜந்தோ ஸ்வஸ்தி ஸ்மிருதா மதிமதீவ சுபாம் ததாசி தாரித்ர துக்க பயஹாரிணி காத்வதன்யாஹம் சர்வோபகார கரணாய சமுத் சர்வோபகார கரணாய சதார்த்த சித்தா. டுடே யூ வாண்ட் டு டாக் அபவுட் higher levels of consciousness, higher levels of chetana. How one gets enlightenment? Just making one's own consciousness complete. It is said in Gita, nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram vidyate tat svayam yoga sansiddha kalena atmanivindati. நஹி ஜானேன சதிருஷம் பவித்ரமிக வித்யதே தத் ஸ்வயம் யோக சன்சித்த காலேன ஆத்மனி விந்ததி. The meaning is very simple. Knowledge is structured in consciousness. Knowledge is available in consciousness. And in different levels of chetana, in different levels of consciousness, knowledge is different. Lord beautifully says there is nothing in the universe which can purify a man more than knowledge. There is nothing in the universe which can purify a man more than knowledge. Knowledge means the knowledge of one's own self, one's own Atman. That is knowledge. Bookish knowledge is useless. One's own self, how far the purification is gained by him, is the question now. Knowledge is perfect in highest level of consciousness, which is unity consciousness, which is Brahman consciousness, and which is Brahmiya Chetana. Brahmiya Chetana. Tatvayam yoga sansiddha kalena atmani vindati, he says. How knowledge grows? Yoga becomes perfect only when it becomes perfect, the first stage of enlightenment, cosmic consciousness, or akanda chetana. Once chetana becomes completely infinite. This is akanda chetana. Chetana means consciousness. Sanskrit word for consciousness is chetana. Akanda chetana means cosmic level of consciousness. This is cosmic consciousness. So akanda chetana means yoga is perfect. Yoga siddha he is. The person becomes yoga siddha. Yoga siddhaka means what? Yoga has become perfect in himself. He is perfected in yoga. That is the reason why his consciousness is akanda. Akanda. Akanda means not in fragments. It's akanda chetana. Means cosmic consciousness. Once the head is full, then cosmic consciousness is attained. Akanda chetana is inside. Obtained. And how the head begins to, head means what? The head value. The ability to understand everything is perfect. Every intellect becomes perfect in this state of consciousness. In this state of chetana, Head is perfect. So intellect is perfect. But man has two values within himself. One is the head value, another is the heart value. If head is full-fledged, that person is not full-fledged, fully developed. Because the emotional values is not touched up at all. So emotional values, emotional disturbances are many. So emotional value is not full-fledged. Head is full-fledged. He can't commit a mistake. He goes by nature. He goes by natural law. In order to administer the universe, nature has many, many, many hands within herself. Natural law. So the totality we call natural law. The ability to abide by nature. The ability to go accordance with nature. The spontaneous right action is possible only when your every action is spontaneously motivated according to natural law. You can't commit a mistake at all. When the head value is complete, naturally, spontaneously, his nervous system computes that type of thought which goes spontaneously in accordance with nature. That's the reason why he can't commit a mistake. This is spontaneous ability to be in accordance with nature. That is the reason why he can't commit a mistake. But at the same time, the remote values, the quieter values of creation, except the values of creation, are not being perceived by him. In order to perceive deeper and deeper values, more and more emotional balance is necessary. And that is possible when your consciousness opens further up. When you wide awake, naturally your senses are wide awake. That is the reason why the eyes can go deeper into the material structure itself. One has the ability to peep into subtle levels of creation. All the gods and goddesses which are involved in the creation are in the subtle levels of consciousness, are not seen at all. But still, the flower is blossoming. One can't see who makes the flower blossoming. One can only see the flower is blossoming. But one can't see who makes the flower blossoming. For blossoming, certain laws of nature are there in the certain levels of creation. They are called devatas. Since it's a crude value of the surface level of head alone is available in cosmic consciousness, in Akhanda Chetana, one can see the grass values alone. Can't go deeper and deeper. Since in Akhanda Chetana, in cosmic consciousness, more appreciation is available to him. Because he sees more happiness within himself. He's enlightened, you know, first stage of enlightenment. That is the reason why he can't commit a mistake. Goes along with nature. But inner thoughts are computed in such a way that spontaneously one computes that type of thought which is in accordance with natural law. That is the reason why he can't commit a mistake. So, the purpose of education is to give this guarantee to every educated man that he can't commit a mistake. Committing a mistake means what? Nature punishes him. For every mistake there is punishment. If there is ability to make one compute in such a way that the thoughts are being wonderfully performed in accordance with natural law, The speech is being spontaneously spoken in such a way that every impulse of his speech in accordance with natural law, and every action is in accordance with natural law, in accordance with nature, naturally. By thought, by speech, by action, one can't commit a mistake. This inability to commit a mistake should be available for educator, for every educated man. If education cannot give this responsibility, take up this responsibility, then what further education is to be given? Educated man should be mistake-free. Education is given for a person means his thoughts, his actions, his speech should be in such a way that everything is right, everything is ideal. If education cannot guarantee this situation, then what further education is to be given? At least the education should give the guarantee that one can't commit a mistake. The educated man should not commit a mistake. And that is possible only when the head is full and the heart is full. The heart value is full and head value is full. In cosmic consciousness, the akhanda chetana, the head is full, fully developed. But the heart is not fully developed. That is the reason why all emotional values are not refined fully in him, are not fully refined in him. And this is possible only when one begins to love more and more, one begins to appreciate more and more. All values around himself is wonderfully, wonderfully created by Mother Nature, is wonderfully created by natural law. One has to enjoy it fully, only when his heart is full. And for making the heart to be full, one has to love, one has to appreciate everything. More and more love of a creator, more and more love towards the creation, more and more appreciation towards the creation will make you to go closer to nature. Closer, closer to nature. And the deeper values, subtler values are open to your perception, your understanding. All the senses begin to enjoy the subtler values. And this way, love begins to flow in appreciation. Love begins to flow in appreciating nature. The entire universe is wonderfully created by Mother Nature, but subtlety of the Mother Nature is not enjoyed by all. You see the rose petal, and the rose petal, what is there? The rose color is available, but go deeper into that. Less rose color. At subtler level, less red color. At the subtlest level, the red color is least. And go beyond that, only you can arrive at the sap level, which is colorless. And in this hot sun, rose is not weathered. So, the subtlest quality of rose existence is colorlessness. And the colorless sap is available on the surface level of the rose, in the subtle levels of the rose, subtlest level of the rose, and going beyond the subtlest is the absolute level, is the divine level. As far as the rose is concerned, all the qualities which are needed for developing it are available within and not seen, and not open to our vision, open to our senses. So what is available is, thick rose color on the surface. And thick rose color is not dead there. You touch it, touch the petals, very softness. The softness is available. And from where the softness has come? Softness has come within itself. Very soft. Any time you touch the rose petal, it is softest. Very soft. All the quality, it is lively. It's not dried up. It is completely free from dryness. So that means what? The wonderful sap is available at the surface level. The wonderful sap is available in the deeper levels too, in the subtle levels too, subtlest level also. So all the qualities, all the material created by structuring the rose is within the rose itself. We are not appreciating it. We just buy a rose flower or pluck a rose flower and enjoy it, that's all. I don't see fully all the levels. We are not in a position to appreciate it fully. Appreciating Mother Nature to its fullest capacity is available only when your consciousness is full. Only when your chetana is full. And this is possible. The entire creation is being wonderfully appreciated only by that person who is using his consciousness fully. All grass level, subtle level, subtlest level, and going beyond the subtlest, the absolute level. So this is God consciousness. This is Bhagavad Chetana called. So the development from cosmic consciousness, Akhanda Chetana, to God consciousness, Bhagavad Chetana, spontaneously available through appreciation of nature. Spontaneously available through the quality of love. The more you love, more appreciation. That is the reason why the mechanics of development of love is available only from cosmic consciousness to God consciousness. Only from Akhanda Chetana to Bhagavad Chetana. So your own Atman is to be seen. If you can't see yourself, who else will see you? It is oneself again and again, go deep within himself morning and evening. One has to locate that level of consciousness where everything is completely vacuum. Everything is completely nil. This is Atma. Atma Dhyanam, which is taught by us, is a very supreme tool of Brahma Vidya. This Atma Dhyanam spontaneously makes your grass mind to go deeper within himself. One begins to locate Atman himself. This Atman himself is very important. This is Parame Vyoma. All Vedic literature talks about this Atman very, very importantly, because Atma is the basic value of Brahman consciousness. Brahma Vidya. From the individual point of view, it is called Atman. From the collective point of view, it is called Brahman. So Brahman is not different from Atma. In the beginning days, one meditates, means one arrives. It's Atman. Atma is being purified more and more. One has to use it fully in the outer life. your own self, you understand it, use it fully in your daily material life. One has to enjoy 100% material, 100% spiritual fully. All the deeper values, spiritual values we can call, subtle values we can call. At least the grass level of value, grass level creation is to be enjoyed by us. And this is possible. The grass level enjoyment is possible only in cosmic consciousness, only in akhanda chetana, 100%. One uses his intellect fully, his head fully. That is the reason why the grass level appreciation is total here. But the head value is not total, it's not fully developed. That is the reason why one begins to appreciate more and more. And spontaneously, one sees the Atma in cosmic consciousness. That is the reason why it rises in beautiful waves of appreciation. One rises in terms of love. Only in akhanda chetana, one begins to love everything in creation. One begins to see the grass level beauty in the creation. Whenever one is happier, naturally he sees more in the material value, because he goes deeper, his eyes go deeper into that. And more appreciation, more and more love, more happiness is available in the deepest level of creation. When one sees, then naturally the totality is covered. Because of that, he sees God Himself. If it our God lives, he should live within material structure. God is everywhere, within you and within out. So you enjoy the God within yourself and within the outer creation. So what is not seen is the deeper levels of consciousness. Certain levels of consciousness, there the entire nature with its subtle qualities live. If at all God should be there, He should be on the subtlest level of creation, where Absolute meets with creation. Absolute. And from Absolute, the subtle values of creation begin. So, where the Absolute meets with the relative structure, where absolute and relativity meet together, there God should be available. He can be located there very easily. If he is absolute tilted, if one's vision sees only absolute, one can't see God, because absolute God. God is everywhere. Because of this, God is absolute. But God is not seen in relative structure without coming into relative levels. So on the relative level, all devatas exist. All gods, natural laws exist. Natural laws which govern the different levels of creation are available here. That is the reason why it is appreciated by every man, by raising his consciousness to akhanda chetana, from akhanda chetana to God consciousness. One begins to appreciate more and more the mechanics of love, mechanics of appreciation is completely needed from akhanda chetana to Bhagavad chetana. In Bhagavad Chetana, what happens? The subtlest values open unto this perception. That is the reason why God is available, all devatas available here. If at all, from your intellect analysis, if God should exist, He should be only in that level where absolute meets with relativity. Where absolute meets with relativity. Because if it is tilted towards absolute, God is only available in absolute terms. Nirguna Brahman. If he is to be personal, he should be personal only when the relativity meets with absolute in that level. Vedic mantra beautifully appreciates it. Richo akshare parame vyoman yasmin devadi visve niseduhu yattanna vedakam vichakarisyati yayittadvidista ime samasate. It's not necessary for me to go deeper into the Vedic values, but I'm trying to describe how the creation is being created. Richa means mantra, richo akshare parame vyoman. Mantra devata is available in akshara tattvam, in that level where nothing moves. Akshara means no movement, nothing. Completely infinite, absolute. Vicho akshare parame vyoman yasmin devadi visve niseduhu. All gods and goddesses which are responsible for entire creation live within yourself only. Well, only live within yourself. And lastly it says, parame vyoman. Beyond akasa. Beyond akasa means beyond. Beyond the relative structure, absolute. Richo akshare parame vyoman yasmin devadi visve niseduhu yattanna veda. Yattanna veda is Veda itself asks the question. If one cannot open his vision to that, what Veda can do for him? How the Vedas can do any help for man? Richo akshare paramevyam. Richa means mantra devata, is available in subtlest level of creation. Akshare parame vyoman means going beyond akasa means, at the material point of view, that is only nilness, completely vacuum. Gross level is completely vacuum, going beyond that akasa. What is that? Mind, intellect, emotional qualities, and lastly one's ego, and lastly arrive at Brahman, absolute. Some other day I'll explain what these different levels of existence are. But what I want to say is, all the Vedic impulses, all the impulses of nature are available in certain levels of creation. Subtlest level meets with absolute. In that subtlest level, meeting with absolute is the level where God Himself is available. When you appreciate more and more grosser values, subtler values, subtlest value, then naturally one begins to see God. God is being seen by Him, is being enjoyed by Him, is being seen everywhere. One begins to see His Lord everywhere. Lord means what? Lord means here personal God. Not impersonal, personal God. But impersonal God, while even Atma is located in Akhanda Chetana, in cosmic consciousness, the absolute creator is being seen. But the absolute one cannot appreciate. That is the reason why one should see the divine personal value of God. Personal value of God means God consciousness is available. There in God consciousness, love is in fullness. Appreciation is in fullness. Heart value is completely, fully developed. In Akhanda Chetana itself, Akhanda Chetana itself, head is full, intellect is full. Here the heart is full. So in God consciousness, one appreciates God everywhere. One begins to see the deeper values of creation. God is available, the deepest value of creation. That is the reason why the personal God is being appreciated by every person. So Lord beautifully says in Bhagavad Gita, one begins to enjoy Atman in Akhanda Chetana, in cosmic consciousness. Then one begins to enjoy God consciousness. All subtle values are open unto him. Even the perception of God is open to him. That is the reason why he appreciates fully Mother Nature. Fully nature cannot hide anything. Love unifies. Here, what has happened? The unity of the more and more quality of love unites the person to see grosser values to the subtlest value where the Lord exists. More unification one begins to enjoy in God consciousness, in Bhagavad Chetana, one has totally appreciated the presence of God in everything because he appreciated nature fully. And having this is sansiddhi, he says, Bhagavad Gita, Lord wonderfully talks about sansiddha. Yoga tatsvayam yoga sansiddha kalena atmani vindati. One rises to unity consciousness, Brahman consciousness after some time. He gives importance to time. Time itself drags you to unity consciousness where everything is in fullness. Head is full, heart is full. The totality is being enjoyed by him. This is unity consciousness, a Brahman consciousness, a Brahmya Chetana, we say. Here, you appreciate everything. Love is full, head is full. And what else is to be developed in a person? Nothing exists. So his heart is full. In terms of love, appreciation, his head value is full because he can dissect everything and see what is right and what is wrong. Can't come to mistake. So head is full, heart is full. This is how person himself is in fullness. Fullness. And in God consciousness, you have to leave yourself to Mother Nature and time drags you to perfection. And that is unity consciousness. So, what I'm willing to talk about is the importance of Atman. You appreciate your value, your existence. You see yourself. If you can't see yourself, who else can see you? Your Atma is being, your Atman is not appreciated by you. It means what? You are fooling around everywhere, that's all. You are making yourself a fool, that's all. If we don't see, nothing can say that man cannot see himself. Nothing can say that. So it is very certain morning and evening meditation, you spontaneously arrive at your Atman, fullness, fully blossomed. Then God is fully appreciated in God consciousness in Bhagavad Chetana. So all values are hidden within yourself. If you can't develop every stage within yourself, who else can develop it? The prime value here is the discovery of one's own self. The prime value is one begins to appreciate himself. One sees himself. One knows himself. One knows one in God consciousness. One begins to appreciate God everywhere. God is located everywhere, because everything is creation completely, because of absolute. On that analogy, we said the rose color, the thickest rose color in the is in the grass level, right? The subtlest quality, less sap, is also available in the grass, because the petal is not dried up. The petal is not dried up means what? The colorless sap is also available on that grass's level. Is it not? The grass's level is available to you. Is appreciable by you. The entire range is created by Mother Nature. That is the reason why it is for your enjoyment. So whatever is in creation, it is for your senses to understand it. Your senses naturally go deeper and deeper when you appreciate more and more qualities of Mother Nature. More and more appreciation is possible. If the rose is not for you, for whom it is created? If you can't see the totality in your vision, when do you see the totality? It's your birthright to enjoy Mother Nature. It is your birthright to see the subtle values of creation. It is your birthright to locate God everywhere, personal God everywhere. Because the entire creation is being created by Mother, the Creator Himself. You have to locate Him. If you can't locate Him everywhere, Then there is some mistake in your appreciating quality. There is some mistake in your search itself. You can't search it properly. That is the reason why masters are available here. One begins to look at Atman, then slowly, steadily, one begins to appreciate the subtle values of Mother Nature, and lastly, subtlest value of Mother Nature, and here God is located, the total value is being appreciated. But the absolute value is not being appreciated in this level, in God consciousness. One can't see the impersonal God. And this is possible only because of unripened level of the root level of human existence. And that is the reason why nature attributes the qualities to time value. And time drags you to fullness, full appreciation value. One, the entire range of creation is being appreciated. The entire range of the creation is open unto our vision. So everything is real. The entire universe is being appreciated by Mother, created by Mother Nature, and she is being appreciated by you. The Vedic literature is completely full of Paramevyoman value. Paramevyoman means beyond akasam. Vika beyond akasa. Beyond akasa means the level where all force fields disappear, all matter fields disappear, only unified wholeness is available, unified wholeness is available. And this is the wholeness. Everything is being united. When you go into deeper, when you go into the deeper levels of creation, more and more love you can there, love you can see, more appreciation you can see. And lastly, most level of appreciation, most quality, most level of love you can see here. That's the reason why the nature is open unto Vishveshan, unto his senses. Otherwise senses are crude. If God cannot be seen by all in Mother Nature, he's not being guided at all to go into the deeper values of human existence, deeper values of outer creation at all. So, now knowledge is full in Brahman consciousness. Knowledge is full in Brahmiya Chetana. So, this is how knowledge slowly develops. Yoga Sansiddha Kalenatmani Vindati, Lord says. Knowledge develops by making one's contact with Atman perfect in the beginning. Yoga Siddha. But Yoga Sansiddha, he says, more speciality in that Siddhi itself. More speciality in that perfection itself. And that is the subtlest value is being appreciated by him. That is the reason why he is called Yoga Sansiddha. Kalein Atmani Vindati, in time is perfect. Brahman consciousness, unity consciousness, is fully ripened, is fully developed his personality, is completely living and breathing Mother Nature. And nothing is impossible for him. Everything is possible for him. His knowledge is full. That's the reason why he can appreciate any level of his head value. He can appreciate any level of human heart. That's the reason why he enjoys everything. And the Creator himself enjoys him. So, because of his perception, the Creator is happy with him. The Creator comes in more and more appreciation, appreciating qualities of that person. Appreciation. Lord begins to say, my son, at least you have come to me fully prepared. I want to see everyone to come to this stage where God is available in fullness. God is available in fullness. So in the development of consciousness, in the development of Chetana, one begins to perfectly understand Mother Nature. Here, spontaneous right action is possible. He can't commit a mistake. He's invincible. His action is invincible. He can't fail at all.